Hello, everyone. Welcome to the War Room. It is our midweek service in the form of a podcast. I am Pastor Terrence Moore, and I'm here with the rest of the generals.
Hi, I'm Alicia.
And I'm Cecil.
Yes, and once again. Once again. But we are so excited that you are listening to this podcast. We're so excited that you're joining us. We are ready to just get into the word. So we ended the, oh Lord, what was the name of the last series? I forgot already.
Craving.
The Craving series. We ended that and we had a brand new message this Sunday entitled Pace Yourself. And we started in Hebrews 10 and 19. And in that scripture, basically what God was trying to get across to me and to all of us is how in that time they were preaching urgency because Jesus is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But as time went on, people started to get tired.
Yeah.
You know, people started to get weary, you know, because it's been some time now. Jesus has not come back. Mm-hmm. We're being persecuted. I'm trying to be holy, but being holy is a lot of work, you know. And in that, a message of consistency was then preached. So you have that sense of urgency and you couple it with a sense of consistency, with a focus on consistency, enable it in order to be full and whole and who you are supposed to be when Jesus does come back for us. And so we're looking now where God has promised us certain things. You know, God might have shown you a vision or has spoken a word into you about your future or what it is you are to do or the type of life you are supposed to have or the healing that you're supposed to be walking in, you know, or the relationship that you're going to have in the future. Mm-hmm. And you might be at a point where you started with the sense of urgency, but the longer it goes, the more it seems like it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so because it feels like it's not going to happen, we can be lax.
Yeah.
Come on. That's real.
Yep.
I don't have to keep preparing myself to be a husband because it ain't happened yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't have to keep preparing myself to be more financially stable because I ain't hit the lottery. I don't have a job yet. I don't have this yet. I don't have that yet.
Come on, complacency is dangerous.
It is very dangerous. Don't get weary in your well-doing.
Right.
And so we talked about how consistency needs to be key, and we talked about the three challenges to consistency: slow results, slow rewards, and then quick mistakes with slow recovery. So did you all have any notes about any one of those three? Slow rewards, slow results.
Well, I think you go.
Okay. I'm gonna say he took us fast. You didn't give me a chance to.
Oh my bad. You know, it's a lot to cover. I was we rolling.
you know, when you were preaching, and then I went back in the Bible to like look over some things because I immediately thought of this scripture, you know, speaking about slow rewards and talking about how in Hebrews, those believers were working and waiting as if expecting to see Christ in their lifetime.
Right.
And it reminded me of, this is going to be the New Living Translation in 2 Peter 3, 8 through 11. Says, but you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think.
Yeah.
No, he is being patient for your sake.
Thank you,
He does
Jesus.
Not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire. And the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. since everything around us is going to be destroyed like this, what holy and godly lives you should live.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And, you know, if in other versions, that is the scripture where it says God is not willing that any should perish.
Mm-hmm.
And you read this and you're like, thank you, God. Like, as you. Yeah. You really doing us a favor. You doing us a solid.
Yes.
While we, like, God is already, like, this is already happening for him because time is not a factor. But he's waiting for more of us to know who he is.
Yeah.
And to come to him and be one with him.
Yes. Right. That's so good because it makes you think, if judgment was to happen today, am I really ready?
Right.
Yeah.
Am I prepared? Have I done what God has called me to do? Am I ready to stand before the ultimate judge and have him to look back over my life? And it's like, thank you, Father, that you've given me this opportunity to do it again.
Right.
Yeah. And then you do it in such a loving way.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a lot of what you talked about, like the consistency piece. Like, we're not sprinting through life. He gives us opportunity that we're able to enjoy the fullness of life. And even in that, we're able to then continue to just perfect, you know, perfect ourselves as he has called us to do.
Yeah.
And so, like, that is such a beautiful thing to think about. When you think about, like, the big picture of it, because we do get so fixated on small things, you know, and of course they don't feel small in the moment. You know, I want this job, I want this man or woman, I want a family. Like, I don't feel small, but it's like when you look at the big picture of things, it kind of is like a small drop in the bucket. It's a small piece of what God is really calling for from each and every one of us.
And that brings up a good point, because as that word said, you know, he wants more people to know him.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, early on in your saved life, how well did you know Jesus? So it's not just for the lost, y'all.
Right.
No, you're right.
It's for some of us who have been saved, who don't really have an understanding of Christ's heart.
Yeah.
Of the word and how we're supposed to live by it. You know, like that this time was for me when I was saved, but I was like, I'm going to wait to be holy until I'm old, like the old saints. This was for me to realize that, oh no, I need to really be learning who Jesus is, know more about Jesus and getting my life together now.
Yeah.
In my late 20s instead of my late 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when we look at the word, we don't think of it like that. We think like, oh, we just want more people to be saved. Well, not just that. We want more people to know more about Christ.
Right.
Yes.
And actually know Jesus.
Yes.
And so that means us living the example.
Yeah.
You know, it's more than sharing the word of God and sharing a scripture, right? It's giving someone an experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Giving someone an experience. I'm not saying put on a show, like not no Beyonce experience. I'm talking about in our conversation.
Yeah.
I'm able to bring peace and clarity to a situation that you're in.
Yes.
And when you ask me, how are you so wise? How are you? Thank you so much. You're like, don't thank me. Thank God.
Right.
Thank God.
It's because of God. You know, like, let people know, like, the good in me is all from Jesus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's all from God. So that way they get to know a different version of Jesus than they were taught when they were younger.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The good in me is the God in me.
Yes.
Absolutely. But it also, like, when you do that too, the experience, like, yes, it draws in unbelievers, but it also connects believers.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of times as believers, we can end up in silos and trying to operate within our own ability, with our own might, and we forget that God has, like, ordained the assembly of believers to come together. He's called for iron to sharpen iron.
Right.
And so no one is meant to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We weren't put here alone, which is why Eve came. Like, Adam shouldn't have been alone. So when you allow God to truly show up through you, then other people, kindred-like spirits, are connected as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, wherever you are, whether it be on your job, in your family, whatever the case may be, the power that you all now have together is transformative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. So, when we were talking about slow results, slow rewards.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, are they going to bring it back?
Absolutely. No. Not going to.
But just a quick recap over those. These are challenges to consistency when we're talking about slow results. That's just I'm working. I'm doing everything that I'm trying to do, but I don't feel like I'm getting any closer. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting the recognition that I want. You know, I'm not losing weight from going to the gym,
yeah,
and changing how I eat, right? I'm not experiencing any more peace from forgiving people.
Yeah.
Ooh, my anxiety is not going down because I'm praying more in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You know, come on, let's bring it to the real world stuff
that we
tend to tap out on, mm-hmm, right? I prayed this morning, but I'm still feeling anxious.
Yes.
I said I forgave the person, but I still feel some type of way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the results aren't what I thought they would be. And so now I'm not going to keep trying to walk in forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not going to keep taking time and praying, starting my day off with prayer, because it's not helping my anxiety.
Yeah. Right.
It's not helping my ability to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
That we want to tap out because the results aren't what we want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also makes you question when we talk about the consistency, how long are we really being consistent?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we think, I've done this for 3 days.
Uh-huh.
You know, we want to be an overnight success. And it's like, and if it doesn't happen overnight, then in our minds, it's more consistent than we've been in the past.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we feel like that's enough and it should have happened for me. I'm showing God I'm serious. Well, but it's only been, you know, it's just Tuesday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You started Sunday. You know, this is, yes, to be applauded, but the consistency to really, crucify the flesh, because at this point, your flesh has been running rampant and doing what it wants to do for so long that it's so strong within you. And like you mentioned on Sunday, that's how the enemy does us.
Mm-hmm.
With these things, because it's not happening immediately. And don't get me wrong, God can do the immediate. It, mm-hmm, can be overnight.
Right. Right.
But every time, will it be? No. And so you mentioned on Sunday how the enemy will challenge our consistency because making us feel these ways, it ain't happened yet.
Uh-huh.
So the way you're doing it now probably ain't the way you need to keep going, and then give you an alternative to try,
uh-huh,
yeah,
that goes against what you heard from God in the first place.
Right. Cheap and microwave version. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Imitation, right, which is what he is known for, just a cheap imitation.
Right.
And because we're so used to wanting it now, immediately, we go towards the imitation because it seems easier.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, it's, go ahead.
Now, but if God wanted, or if you were just supposed to have some quick fix to every problem, why would the word say to pray without ceasing?
Yeah.
Something that you, yeah, continue. Why would the Bible
would
tell us to
Jesus?
Forgive? Right. Like, you know, even with forgiveness, what's the number? 70 times 7.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like, it. These are things that are ongoing and that you have
ongoing
to continue,
yes,
to do. Things that take time to marinate and bake and become, you know, like, full and, like, and complete.
Yes, like, you said marinate. Me thinking about food because we're marinating some steaks right now. I'm very ready for them. But even with that, though, it's like naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you want to taste well, for
right,
things to saturate, for, you know, to,
yep,
have a really full experience, you do let it soak.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
think about
right,
roast. People cook roast all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A good soup, beans, whatever it is,
yep,
you let that stuff sit, you let it marinate, and you can't rush the process.
Uh-huh.
Or you gonna cut, when you cut corners, then you'll be able to tell in the final product.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so that's kind of how it is with us. When we try to cut corners, when we try to expedite the situation, once we get to what we thought it was, it's like, okay, it's a little good, but why am I still anxious?
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know, I'm a little happy, but why do I still have all this heartbreak?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's always like that. It's good, but.
Uh-huh. Right. You got the flavor, but you're still chewing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, this roast is supposed to melt in my mouth.
Right.
I'm still chewing on,
yeah,
it. This bubble gum, these beans supposed to be nice and tender.
Come right on.
Crunchy
hard
as a fool.
Yeah. That's right.
And when you wait and let God do his work the way God is going to do it in his time and,
yes,
to his completion,
yes,
you don't have that it's good, but. There's
right
not that.
That's
like,
it.
Like it.
He said what he does is good, period.
Uh-huh.
That's
right.
It.
Right. And I mean, that was good. I'm like, do we need to talk about slow rewards and quick mistakes with slow recovery?
Y'all can talk about it in the chat.
but those were those two were also good. So just go bypass the y'all can talk about that in the chat.
Just kidding.
No, but it is pretty much the same mindset when you're talking about slow results versus slow rewards.
Yeah.
Slow rewards, that could be anything. I think about it from how a lot of times men can be in conversation, you know, especially married men. Look, I done done this, I done done that, I done that, but things ain't happening here like I want them to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, like I come home, I work hard, but she's not cooking dinner or she's not doing that. You know, those different things where like, well, I'm doing this, so my reward should be this for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, that's not necessarily why you're doing it though.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like,
check the heart.
You have to check the heart behind why you're being consistent. I'm not coming home and trying to do dishes or sweeping and mopping so bedroom action could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that. Well. You know, you got to make it plain sometimes. you got to make it plain. You know, I'm not getting praise for it, that doesn't mean I stop doing it.
Right,
right.
Right.
Right? If it's not about the praise that I receive. If I don't ever get a promotion because I'm coming in and doing my job, that shouldn't give me a leeway to stop doing my job
right,
well.
Right.
Work as if you're working unto the
as
Lord.
As if you're working unto the Lord. And then when we're talking about quick mistakes with slow recovery, you know, a lot of times when you're rushing, you know, and you're trying to get to where you're trying to be, you make those mistakes.
Yes.
You make those quick mistakes and then it causes a slow recovery,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because part of it is your embarrassment.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're walking and you trip, you can point and say like, oh, you can laugh that off.
Mm-hmm.
When you're running with all your heart and you fall, have you ever seen a toddler run and just fall really hard?
Ooh.
They feel like the world has just turned against them.
Mm-hmm. They look around.
They're like, did y'all see that? They're waiting to see how you react.
Yeah.
No, they wait. They embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
They hurt. They about to cry regardless. Either way it goes, they feelings about to be hurt,
mm-hmm,
because I was having fun and now I'm hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so the recovery might be a little slow. I might not run like that again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, children, they got that mind that forgets. Adults, we remember stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you tell anybody, ooh, you need to try this recipe. No, because the last time I had that,
yeah,
the last time I did that, well, go to the doctor and see what's really wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, you know.
I mean, but even in how you said that, go to the doctor. I mean, go to the master. Go to God.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if you trip up along the way when you thought that you were doing the right thing, you know, and you still feel the residue from the mistake that you made, take it to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the last time you did that, you didn't do anything but complain.
Come on.
You know? So, I mean,
and wallow in self-pity and doubt and all of that. That's what happened.
Yeah, if you want to be healed, if you want to recover for real, then you do. You take it to the master. You take it to the physician. You take it to the Lord.
That's right.
Yeah, and like one of my favorite comedians says, so the moral of the story is walk before you run.
Uh-huh.
The moral of the story, walk before you run. And that's what we talked about. We talked about not being in a hurry to get it.
Mm.
Yeah.
But be focused on getting it right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want to be in a hurry to get it. I just want to be focused on getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was based on verse 36 in Hebrews 10, like where Paul talks about patient endurance.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The patient endurance. And I just
love the way that was worded.
Right. Because when I see that, I see like I'm taking my time. I'm going. I might have to climb up a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to go through a valley. But my pace is the same.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like my pace is the same. Like I'm not getting weary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand that I have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I knew that from the moment I took my first step.
Right. Yeah.
And so the first step was intentional, and the step after that was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And every step that I take towards my goal is going to be intentional and in pace with God.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and I don't know if I brought it up in this podcast before, but again, it reminds me of that quote Dad would say, our father would say when like coaching us in track, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice mm-hmm. makes
yeah.
perfect. Even in
yeah.
your practice,
yeah,
your daily walk with God, like it has to be as intentional,
yeah,
and as purposeful. As you know, you have to like that is you have to set that standard
mm-hmm.
and really go for even higher.
Yeah,
yes.
The words aren't coming together. Like,
right. But that's good because it struck something in me when you said your daily walk with God, and I'm like, that is the mindset that we're supposed to have.
Yeah,
I am on a daily walk with God.
Yeah,
forget about thinking what I'm walking to.
Mm-hmm.
Remember who I'm walking with.
Yes. Yes.
That's
it's like,
important.
Oh, I'm walking towards my destiny.
Uh-huh.
I'm walking towards my increase. I'm walking towards my future husband, my future
mm-hmm.
wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking toward. Like, no, I'm walking with God.
Right, because all of that is already right there.
Yes.
Right.
It's already
like,
there.
That's God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything you need is God. And
mm-hmm.
if your focus is I'm walking with God,
right.
I'm not, forget what I'm walking towards. I'm walking with God.
Right.
And where
yeah.
he leads me is going to be a wonderful
mm-hmm.
place.
Yes.
Because he is a wonderful God.
Right.
Yes.
And if all this good and perfect comes from him, it's in the room.
Right.
Right, right. That kind of sounds like the first point you made about like the benefits of walking when you said that you're able to enjoy your surroundings.
Yes, come on, segue.
So you're welcome. You said we can't be so excited for the promise that we miss the excitement of the process.
Yeah.
Which part of the process is being with the Lord,
right?
Spending time with God, you know, developing relationship with God. We always talk about in the natural, you know, in order to tell if a relationship is tried and true, you really have to go through some stuff. And that's how you really know that that person is the person. But when it comes to God, we don't want to go through nothing.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
It's a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. We're talking about tried and true relationships.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to go through with anybody, I'm going through it with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? That's what builds my confidence in him.
Yeah.
That's what increases my love for him. That's what makes me feel safe in his arms because I know no matter what's happening, you're with me and you got me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so that's part of like that walking when you're too busy just full speed ahead, you're not paying attention, you're not taking the time out to study, to pray, to listen, to meditate. And you just running. You so busy. It's like you miss out on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where God is like silently trying to, you know, subtly trying to get your attention, trying to get you to slow down.
Yep.
And sometimes that subtle is like you get sick. You get hurt.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
like at some point you
yeah.
got to. You
uh-huh.
got to stop. But even in that, you're so busy. Man, I'm sick. I can't even go to work. I can't do this. You complaining about the stuff that you're missing out on.
Uh-huh.
When God is saying, I need you to focus.
Yeah.
Like, I did this for you to focus.
Right.
Come on. Come on. That was good. look, I was trying to think of something to add to it, and I was like, no, that's what it is. We
mm-hmm.
got to focus. We got to focus. And so after you are enjoying your surroundings, another thing that you see is that you can evaluate situations.
Yes.
And you can properly evaluate things. You know, when I'm running, everything's a blur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of everything's a blur except for what's directly in front of me.
Yeah.
Right? I have tunnel vision when I'm running. If I'm busy looking around and checking out my surroundings, I put myself at risk of falling.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're walking, we're able to actually look around and evaluate your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? Do I have everything that I need to be where I am right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if I'm walking and I see, okay, I'm in a new position. All right. Do I have the attitude?
Yes.
Do I have the character
yes.
to be where
yes.
I am right now? Do I need to develop that character? Is there something I need to work on for where I am right now,
mm-hmm.
where God has placed me? You know, we evaluate things, evaluate the people in your life.
Right.
This was the Walmart example, wasn't it?
The Walmart.
yes, when I was talking about when you got to carry the bags.
Oh,
oh yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know, like, it just reminded me. I was like, yes, this was that example. So real quick, back when we were in Martin, my brother Tim and I, we didn't have a car for the first couple of years there. But we still had to get groceries. We still had to get food. So we would walk
15 miles uphill.
Felt like it. But no sidewalk or nothing like that. but we had to walk to Walmart. And one time we went and we were shopping and it was all good. And then we got out to the park and I was like, oh, snap. We don't got no car. We don't have money for a taxi. We have to carry all of these bags with us. Mm-hmm. And that was the worst walk of my life. It was the worst walk of my life. And so ever since then, when I knew we had to walk, we were intentional about what we were doing. We not getting all this stuff no more.
Ramen noodles and toilet tissue.
Right. We're gonna bring a backpack with us next time. Something. But once you think about the load that you have to carry, the load that you were carrying for the distance that you have to go,
right,
you start to decide, do I really need this in my life?
Yes. Right.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Do I really need this? If I am trying to go the distance in this relationship, do I really need these friends who are going to keep giving me toxic single man advice when I'm trying to have a long-standing marriage? Right? Do I need to carry with me all of this pain from previous relationships into this relationship if this is the one that I want to last forever? Do I need to bring these same toxic and trifling work habits from my last job into this job when this is a job I actually like?
Right.
Yeah. you have to slow down, like you said, really evaluate things and figure out what's worth, like what can I afford to hold on to?
Right.
You know, what are things that are bringing me down? Like especially if you're in cycles, like you talk about work, it's unrealistic to go from one situation to the next, experiencing the same results and blaming everybody but yourself.
Ooh, come on.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? There has to be some evaluation that happens. Right. But the problem is, like, we are moving so fast, so physically, but even, like, I thought about anger, how, like, you know, wrath and anger and stuff is like, that's a part of, to me, moving too fast, which is why God said be slow to anger.
Yeah.
Slow to speak.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself time to think. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times situations, when they start resembling old situations we've been in, that anger pops up real fast. Now you're mad at the situation and everybody else, but don't take time to evaluate you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you're holding on to that. And it's like, that's what the slowing down does. It allows you to have truthful conversations with yourself too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And truly evaluate, like you said, truly evaluate the situation in fullness and not just from your one-sided perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know what? This all also, I always bring up references that we've talked about in other podcasts, but this all is counting the cost of following Jesus.
Yeah.
The things that you give up, it is a deliberate decision to unburden yourself by the things that are going to bog you down. In this, thinking about this lesson, this message, I'm realizing how much the Bible talks about being deliberate and being slow to do things and to really take a look, like a good, strong look at what is in your life that doesn't need to be there. The decisions you make, how you need to, like, it, because, and we'll get to this point later, it's in how you do it. Like, God wants you to get it done correctly.
Yes.
Right. Right. And get it done correctly, we shall, because we are trying to limit mistakes.
Yes.
When you're walking, you can limit mistakes. When you're taking your time, when you're being patient, when you're doing things in God's timing, you can limit those mistakes. You have to be intentional as long as you don't procrastinate. You have time to be intentional. Sorry, read my notes. You have time to be intentional as long as you don't procrastinate. When God gives you something to do, you do it then.
Yeah.
You do it then and you don't procrastinate and you have time to be intentional.
Right.
You don't have to put the rush on it.
Yeah.
You know, and things that God shows you, understand that it is for an appointed time.
Yes.
It is for an appointed time.
Yep.
And you, it's okay to walk.
Yes.
It's okay to take your time. It is okay to take deliberate steps, because what you don't want to do is rush there and make mistakes.
Right.
Yes.
Because your character, you didn't take time for your character mm-hmm. to change.
Yes. And I think we forget about the character building that has to be a part of the promise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like we're so focused on just getting the promise and forget that our character is what allows us to stay within the promise, to keep the promise, to grow the promise. Like, the character is a big piece of it. So even if it's things in our everyday life that God is calling for that we don't necessarily see the connection to God in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if it's, you know, usually I get up at 10 o'clock, but this morning I'm up at 9.
Yeah.
You know, and I just have this feeling to get up. And I'm like, no, I ain't got to get up yet. So I keep laying down. You know, we miss out on the opportunity to get up and start our day in such a way to where we have time to reflect. We have time to move slow. Yeah. We have time to worship. We right. have time to pray. But because we're used to doing stuff a certain way, nah, not this morning. I'm going to stay in the bed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, or we have a task at work and God is saying, you know, you feel that I'm saying, even though I know it's God, I'm going to say you feel that urgency. Because that's how we do. We feel like, I felt like I should have done that yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, you feel that urgency to complete this task. And then you decide, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Tomorrow turns into next week. And then you be looking back like, dog, why I didn't do that last week?
Right, right.
You know, and it's like, but the things that happen are you get anxious. You get frustrated. You make mistakes. And you don't realize that even in small tasks like that, it's all about character building
mm-hmm. right
and refining your character to develop different habits
right yeah. And you know, like that, like I loved when you said walking is the pace of God.
Yes.
And I wrote down because another thing you said was once you arrive, God is going to do what he is going to do.
Absolutely.
And I wrote down while we were in service that rushing to the promise of God without God's guidance is like running somewhere in a hurry and you get there and realize you forgot your keys.
Right.
Mm,
yeah. Oh, I ain't got my wallet.
Yeah. Right, right. Because yeah. like, yeah. you're rushing, you miss what you needed to get there. You can't even open this door.
Right.
That you were being led to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, because what God has promised for you is already there.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's how you get to
it. It's just
it.
The matter of the
route. Like you have to have this guy. Right, right.
That's so good. I just think about like when people get up like, I'm leaving. I'm like, where you going? I got the key.
Yep.
But that's so true, because oftentimes we get to a place where we think is the promise.
Uh-huh.
And then something doesn't happen. It doesn't happen the way we thought right, it was going to happen. Right. It was like, God, why'd you lead me all this way for me not to get it, for me not to experience mm-hmm, it?
Right.
It was like, well, did you leave God at the start?
Right.
Did you not bring him with you?
Yeah.
Did you make a wrong turn?
Did you make a wrong turn? Was this not your door?
Right.
Was this not your prize?
But thank God, no matter which way we take, God is still there to show us the right way, to open the right door.
Right. This was something that I thought about in my study time. You know, the Bible describes the way to God, the straight and narrow,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I was like, if you're on a straight and narrow path, you're going to want to make sure that your steps are intentional.
Right.
Yeah. You need it. It's very important that you don't make mistakes. You think about somebody walking on a tightrope.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Not saying that that's what it's like living a holy life, but just like every step that they take up there is intentional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they know that a mistake can be fatal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If not fatal, could bring about injuries and horrible consequences.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice something else about the way they using the tightrope analogy. They aren't looking down.
Right.
They're looking straight mm-hmm. ahead.
Right.
With those intentional steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. They really trust their technique.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that's what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
In all of this, we're talking about the technique of it
right.
all.
Right.
Yeah.
For your walk.
Mm-hmm.
For the path that God has mm-hmm. laid out for you. That there is a technique that is specific to you.
Yes.
Right.
Because the path is specific to you.
Yes.
Right? There's something that God is trying to get out of every experience you have with him.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that he's trying to pull out of you.
Right.
and have just ingrained in your mindset as you move forward in him, with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so as we're walking, we have to make sure that understand that this is how we limit mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is how we limit mistakes. And even if we do make mistakes, we get to the final point where it's a faster recovery time after the fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved how God put it when he gave it to me. Walking is a difference between a brace and a cast.
Oh.
A Band-Aid and stitches.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, like it's a difference. Like if I'm running, I'm more likely to get stitches mm-hmm. out of a fall than I am just needing a Band-Aid.
Yep.
If I'm rushing, I'm more likely to break something instead of just maybe twist or sprain uh-huh. something. Yeah.
Blowing you out know? Your knee.
Yeah. Or, but walking, if you do fall, it's so much easier to get up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to get up and keep going.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
It's too many times in my personal life. I'm not preaching to nobody else but myself here. In my personal life, when I was rushing to do something,
yeah.
rushing to be something, rushing to gain something in my life, and I fail, and it caused me to sit down for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It yeah. caused me to sit there and nurse my wound instead of getting up and moving forward.
Right.
Yeah.
My pride was hurt.
Yeah.
Right.
My feelings were hurt. My behind was hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Life had kicked my butt.
Right.
And it took a lot to get myself back up mm-hmm. and back moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. When you fall like that, you got to get up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you have to have the fortitude to then start moving, but moving in the right direction.
Right. Yeah.
So many times once we fall and we get the strength to get ourselves back up, we don't go in the right direction.
Uh-huh.
I'm off this path
right,
now.
I'm through with this.
I fell on this path, so I'm going a different
mm-hmm.
way. But you fell because you were making a mistake yeah. because you were rushing.
Right.
You were rushing.
Because
you're
not rushing. Supposed to make that abrupt to stop when you like it hurts more.
Yeah.
It does.
If you're moving at such a fast pace and that something stops you that quickly and you are leveled, it takes you longer to recover.
It does. Right. And I think part of the reason why like we tend to like want to run, you know, or rush things because, you know, time. We feel like we're running out of time.
Yeah.
You know, or we're looking around at everybody else and we're in competition mm-hmm. and want to do things quick like they're doing or fast or to outshine somebody else.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, that makes us feel like, well, if I walk, I ain't gonna never get there. Because yeah, I don't know why. When you think about walking, it feels slow. But it's like, no, it's just a consistent pace.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's not necessarily that it's slow. I'm not like sloth slow, unless that's the pace that, you know, God put you on.
Yeah.
But it makes you think about like for the Moors, like they always talk about race walking. You know, there's different paces to walking.
Yeah.
And it just depends on the race that you're running. Mm-hmm. And so you could be moving still at a quick pace, but more carefully
right. yeah.
than running through right. everything. Because even in race walk, I would assume that you're still able to benefit from some of the same things that we've called out, you uh-huh. know, like,
and there's a technique to it.
And there's yes. still a technique to it. You
and
know,
if you don't follow the technique, you get disqualified.
You're disqualified. Right.
So I'm like, so you have to remember that too. It's like, there's still a set pace for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just because yours looks different, doesn't mean that you're not moving, you're not progressing,
right,
or that
yeah.
you're slowly going through life.
Amen.
It's just a different pace.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But it's the pace that is perfect and ordained for you to be walking.
Right.
Yeah.
For you to be walking.
And thank you, God, for setting the pace.
Right. Thank you, God, for setting the pace.
Come on, baby, because as that age, I'm trying to walk everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. Come on. Come on. If I'm running, something behind
something
me.
Something wrong, yeah. Okay.
If I'm running, something wrong.
Check your surroundings.
Yes, because, woo. Thank you, God, for this word. But we ended with the story of Noah
yeah.
and for an important reason, because we see in that story in Genesis 6 how God gives Noah specific instructions on. He tells Noah exactly what he's going to do
mm-hmm.
as God.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I am going to do. This is what I need you to do.
Uh-huh.
I need you to build this ark, and these are the specifics behind building it, the specifics behind filling it.
Mm-hmm.
And the part that blessed me is when it said, once everything was finished.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once everything was finished, once Noah did all the work, followed all the directions, did everything right, then God came back to him
mm-hmm.
with one more instructions. But then, okay, 7 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
7 days from now, I'm about to flush this world. About to flood it. And from there, we got a couple of other points. It says God doesn't give Noah a time to finish the ark. He gives him instructions. This proves that God is more focused on us getting it right than getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm.
He's more focused on us getting it right than he is on us getting it done.
Yeah.
If you are trying and striving and really working to get it right, to get what right? To get your marriage right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To get your mind right.
Mm-hmm.
To get your habits right. You know, to get your work life right, to get your prayer life right, you know, to get your convictions right.
Mm-hmm.
God is pleased.
Mm-hmm.
God is pleased. Work on getting it right. Don't just jump into something because you feel like this is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
But you haven't worked on getting it right. Getting it right how? Getting it right to make sure that it sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That it lasts
yes.
for the floods that are coming.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. I can have a conviction today because you tell me, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, Cecil told me I shouldn't be doing that. So now I'm convicted and I ain't going to do it. But when the storm comes,
mm-hmm.
is it a well-rooted conviction?
Yeah.
Have I gotten that conviction right? And
right.
it's really settled in my spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Or when once the flood comes, does it wash away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it one of those things that just washes away and then I'm back to the old me that I used to be because of this flood? These are things we have to think about.
Yeah.
We have to take time to make sure you're getting it right. Another thing we said, God only provides a timeline after the ark is completed correctly. So that lets us know that there is no specific time that God has for you to be perfect.
Right.
He wants you to keep working on you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to see all the things that he's telling you to see. Yes, he does have a time for certain things, but he is more concerned with you being perfected.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Perfected than anything.
Yeah.
And so we had God understands the difficulty of the task because he understands us.
Yeah.
And the part that I loved about that is the issue is we see difficulties as impossibilities.
Mm-hmm.
God tells us to do something
yeah.
and he's like, I know it's difficult
mm-hmm.
because I know you. I know who you are. I know how you operate. I know how you think. So I understand that it's difficult. But what I need you to stop doing is seeing the difficulties that I place in front of you as impossibilities.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
And if you stop and you evaluate things, that's what we're going back to the points. When you stop and you evaluate the thing that I'm giving you for actually what it is, you see it's not impossible.
It's not impossible.
Yeah.
It's not impossible. It just requires you to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It might require a different version of you.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
That, a better version that. Of you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One that you might not be willing to be in this moment.
Come on. Right?
But I need you to get it together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good.
Because it doesn't change the task.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
It does not change the task. And then we talked about, I wrote this down, stop asking God, when is it going to happen? And start asking, have I followed all the steps and does my work meet the requirement
that.
Of completion?
That's a tough question to ask now.
It is.
Does my work meet the requirement? Because that goes back to like the complacency. We can just be like, it's enough.
Right.
Right.
It's good enough. I put forth more effort than I did before.
Yeah.
But it's like you said, it requires a different version of you.
Mm-hmm.
And even the new version is still a version because at the end you said that the goal is to get there in excellence.
Right.
Well, yeah. In order for it to be in excellence, you yourself have to be operating in excellence.
Come on.
You got to update the operating system.
Yeah.
Come
on.
Yeah.
iOS.
Yeah.
16.2.
What does iOS stand for?
The OS is operating
system. Yeah, okay. The OS is operating.
Maybe it's internal operating system.
Hey, if you say so.
Yep.
Well, Apple. Then that's our internal operating system.
Yeah.
Yep. Our heart, our mind. Come on,
yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, like, those things have to be new.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those things have to be growing and changing.
Yeah.
You know, from the old versions of ourselves, if we are going to do the work that God is calling us to do, how he has called us to do it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
I cannot do things with the old heart that I used to have before.
Mm-mm.
The way I used to feel about people, the way I used to feel about things.
Yeah. Mm.
The way I used to think, how I used to love.
Yeah.
I can't do that now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I have to operate in the new version of my heart, the new version of my mind. I can't look at things the way I used to look at them.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good. Even though you're playing and talked about the phone, but I think about like the updates and stuff to the iPhones. I don't know what Android users happen to your phones, but in iPhones, there's consistent updates that happen. But it's so evident, though, like when you, like, I think about, like, all these text features. Like, it's like, man, I got all this new stuff that I can do. And a lot of it cuts down on, like, time that you use to do old things with the old system. And it's like people that don't have it yet or don't have the space on their phone to do the update, they be like, dog, I wish I was able to do, you know, or just see the differences in how both operate. I'm losing what you said mm-hmm. while I was saying it.
No, you.
But I am. I'm like, but it makes me think about just like how there's things that you miss out on. That's what it was. Like things that you miss out on when you don't update.
Right.
So like I have a friend in a group. She's like, man, I don't have the storage to update because she has an older phone. It's like, but she misses out on all the things that we're able to do because we do update our phones. And the same thing with us as people. When you want to stay with the old operating system, the old heart, the old mind, the old tongue, then it's like it's things that you are missing out on. Like it's good enough. Yeah. And your phones still work, you know what I'm saying? You're still able to function each day, but you're missing out on so many things because you choose not to update.
Right, and what junk are you holding on to that is hindering God from updating you?
Come on.
You know?
Because the update, she's a free up space on my phone.
Right, exactly. Right. And, you know, makes me think of that old song where they say, my storage is empty and I am available to you.
Do they really say my storage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what I thought they said, but it wasn't it.
You know, there's like, that room for God to do his work and that space and that time and that, I am freed up.
Yeah.
We might be running a little too long with these analogies.
As we always do.
Right.
And actually, before we started the podcast, in my re-listening, I was at the bar. I was like, I don't want you to get lost in the sauce or the analogy or the metaphor. But that is the truth. If we're making it plain, anything that God has promised you, any vision that God has given you, is going to take patience.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to take endurance. Is going to take patient endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you should have a zeal behind it. You should have you should be excited for what God is going to do and what God is doing in your life. But don't let that excitement get you running off before you're prepared for it.
Yeah.
Take time. Walk. Evaluate your situations. Right?
Yes.
Look around, enjoy the scenery, enjoy where you are, enjoy this time that you have with God, with the people and all that stuff. Enjoy the journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enjoy the journey. Life is a journey that we are meant to enjoy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a journey we're meant to enjoy. Limit your mistakes by taking your time, consulting God, seeking wise counsel.
Yes,
and when you fall, understand you can get up and keep moving.
Absolutely.
Your recovery time does not have to be forever.
Yeah,
you don't have to be bedridden because you fail.
Mm.
Come on.
You can keep moving forward. You have to move forward in your newness.
Yes.
Allow God to tell you what has to stay back,
mm-hmm.
what can't go with you,
mm-hmm.
what thoughts you can't bring with you, right? What people you can't bring with you, what pain you can't bring with mm-hmm. you. let him minister to you so you can truly walk. So once you get there, it is the paradise that he promised.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
That you are not bringing the sand from your slavery days into your promised land.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just thank God for this word. I thank God just for letting us know it's okay to slow down.
Yes.
It's okay to take our time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay not to put a timetable on him.
Yeah.
2023 is going to be what 2023 is going to be.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But what you have to be is dedicated.
Mm.
Yeah.
Committed.
Yeah.
And intentional.
Yes.
In your walk with God.
Yes.
Amen.
We have no control over how 2023 is going to end.
Right.
But we do have control over our character.
Yeah.
And how we are going to walk through 2023.
Absolutely.
And so I'm excited for the word and for walking in this word. I'm mm-hmm. excited for the whatever word God's going to give us for Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just pray that you all really listen and internalize this word and yes. see what is God, what areas is God telling you to slow down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What areas is God trying to upgrade you,
yeah.
make you new, right? Which one of these points have you overlooked because you've been rushing towards something?
Yeah.
Really take time because we there should be a sense of urgency, but now let's focus on taking intentional steps.
Yes.
Intentional steps. Intentional steps and showing that patient endurance. Listen, y'all, this has been the War Room. We have been the Generals. We pray that you all have a blessed week, that this word continues to encourage you, that you continue to walk in peace, you continue to walk in love, you continue to grow in your convictions, and you continue to grow in your understanding of God and what you know about Christ. You all have a blessed week. We will see you all Sunday on Facebook. The replay will be on YouTube around 5:00. Share this message, get in the comments, post, let us know what you're thinking, share a testimony, whatever you need to do to keep this conversation going and to stay engaged with the word. We love you, and we'll see y'all on the battlefield.